UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I pop up, he comes in front of me. That's an odd way to say it.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, he's a double-double ACC guy. He's going to dunk on Malik Williams. There you go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Text line. I'm not going to lie. I was just listening to... Should I read this? I thought Louisville football picked up an Asian recruit, T. Will Sun. Should I have not read that? Was that bad?
All right. It's a Monday. It's The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Thank you, Lachlan McClain. Always great to hear your voice.
Yes.
As we head into, what is it, week number 10 in some sort of quarantine. And we got you for the next 3 hours. Andy Sweeney hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. James Strebel alongside Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios.
Mitchell Hannigan.
There we go, Mitch. Mitch told us in our ears, I had an eventful Sunday. So I guess we'll get into that as we lead. I don't know. And boy, there's going to be a lot of stumbling and bumbling today.
Yeah.
Today is going to be a show full of stumbling and bumbling around for the next 3 hours. I guess I should say right off the top here, if Governor Andy Beshear talks today, we will probably take it here on 680 1057. We are having that internal debate. Obviously, the press conference, you can hear the daily press conference over on 93.9 The Ville. And then late last week, actually, it was a Friday news dump by Governor Beshear that they were moving the press conferences from 5 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We still are dedicated as of now to running those, but he had his, obviously, with what is going on over the last 3 days, what has happened specifically over the last 24 hours, actually a little bit less than that, since last night, the shooting last night, the killing last night. And so it is, if Beshear talks today or any other newsworthy items coming your way, we will probably go into some sort of news mode today. And so we are just kind of waiting around to see what's going on. Quite frankly, they have not updated. Beshear has. They have not updated their Facebook. There has been no email. We are all on that email list. Of course, now I'm on the air, so Diener may see it before I do, but many of us are on that. So that is the news today. Strebel's here. He's got his new Crocs.
Yes.
You've cut off socks in those?
No, they're lined.
Oh, they're lined.
They're lined, yeah.
Oh, wow. Like you went nice. Bougie redneck.
Yeah, bougie redneck on
Look
these
at
Crocs.
You.
Yeah, they're very comfortable. They're like walking on pillows. So
well, there you
I
go.
I got these Friday when I got home after the show.
Look at that, Mitch.
I broke them in all weekend.
Nice.
Are you guys ready to have a serious show today?
I can.
Well, let me ask you. Mitch, what are you feeling right now? What is the group collectively feeling today as the last several days have been a roller coaster? And I am different than you. In fact, I am totally different than Strebel on this. The events locally and nationally, I didn't delete Twitter because you said you deleted Twitter for the weekend.
I'm thinking about
whether it be wrong or not, I immersed myself in it. And because I think it's good to see perspective, even though Twitter at times is a bad perspective of what the hell is going on there. And so it has been crazy for the last couple days that I've been thinking, and this is not good for you guys. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is not good for Strebel and Mitch here. I have been thinking, I swear to you, it's like writer's block on what to say.
Yeah.
On a weekend that we just endured. And I know there are a large group of people. In fact, Mitch, I know you cut the sound already. Lachlan McClain being a respite.
Yes.
All of that stuff. We will play all of it. And I do want to have fun in between. I did tell our boy Mitch to have sound ready.
Yes.
Okay, to have sound ready, because every maybe 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, we need to drop something in there to get us to just divert our minds and divert our attentions just a little bit. But I have been back and forth, and what do you say as a sports radio gas bag? Mm. And it was very much like this, Strebel, when, I say when, like it's still not, like it's not going on.
Right.
It initially broke with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
It was moving into, and I have felt like the last 3 years between Louisville and the NCAA and all the Katina Powell stuff, with all the FBI stuff, and then you put some stories that we have had recently, it's like, we're not doing sports talk radio. You better be ready to do other things. And we had to do that. We had to pivot, and we did. Mm-hmm. With the coronavirus. And I mean, much is the same with this. The what I said Friday, I did not know it was going to ring so true. And Friday we had about, what would you guys say, 30-35 minutes?
Yes.
Where we had a discussion.
Yes, the beginning of the show.
Yeah, about what about how we could tell that things were heating up. And my only point was, and that's before I knew the weekend was going to be what it was, and then obviously that has continued into Monday, and we shall see what happens. Any news that breaks, Mitch, if you see anything, if you guys around the office see something, whatever it may be, go ahead and just, you know, break in at any point here, because obviously Strebel and I are hanging out. Again, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line, 502-437-9680. I mean, I don't mind. We have done this occasionally. I mean, the phone number's 267-9680. There are some days popping on some phone calls. I don't mind 267-9680. Obviously, we have a lot of text messages here. I want to read the text line. I also wanted to do this. You guys tell me if this is a good idea. Because today, there's no way that we are going to be able to have a conversation such as this. And here's what I mean. NBC Sports Radio has released their latest NBA mock draft. That's not a discussion, probably,
right,
that we can dive into today. That might have to wait to at some point later in the week. The reason I say that is, I'm going to open up the text line, 437-9680. Drop us something you want. I want Strebel to just give takes.
Okay.
So at any point here, if you need love advice, if you need wife advice, husband advice, children advice, if you have a take on the one and done, if you have a take on the high school, high school basketball,
yes,
not having a shot clock,
yes,
if you have a take on any of this, we are here to answer any questions,
yes,
and to give you 60 seconds or 2 minutes of your favorite Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
We will take those at 437-9680.
I
ready
like
for that.
I like that a lot. It keeps us on our toes.
Texter, Satterfield got another 4-star, Strebel. Suck it. That's now 3. Now what? That's coming down,
yes,
at 437-9680.
Got
so,
T-Will Sun over
there
the
you
weekend.
Go. You like that,
and,
don't
yeah,
you?
Congratulations to Satterfield and them boys.
Them
congratulations.
Boys. Mitch,
yes,
are you are aware of how fun T-Will was when he was here?
Oh, yeah. I know who T-Will is. I know.
Okay.
I want you to I kind of want you to find the allegations that Katina Powell made against him, and I want you to read those, if you don't mind,
back
as part of a Sports Center update, if you
yes
don't mind. I'm kidding. But on Friday, I said this. On Friday, I said, this is different for what we're dealing with. The coronavirus hit everybody. It's something you could talk about in New York. You could talk about it in Phoenix. You could talk about it here and anywhere and everywhere in between. And while this is, and this weekend, it turned into that. It turned into that this was obviously systematic racism, but that's not even what I mean. I mean the uprising that you have seen. And on Friday, and I didn't know it was going to become, again, what happened this weekend into today, and it ain't over yet.
No.
And there are images today. We should probably turn on the TV gas bags at some point as well. Mitch, we also need to reach out to John Bowl of Wave 3 and see if we can get his mentions. I would love to dive into the emails and mentions at some point.
Oh, yeah.
But I said on Friday here on The Take on ESPN 680, I said, you guys were not going to be able to ignore this like some places can, because at that point it was just Minneapolis having the type of rallies and protest, and then turned into looting, fighting, whatever else, because it's happening in our city.
Yeah.
That the city of Louisville is one of those that are at the forefront of this conversation. And I said that Friday, not knowing how real that would be. And so let me just throw some things your way, Strieble. And this is going to be a show that I want to have fun. Listen, the ESPN has made their NFL Ultimate All-Conference teams. They've released ACC and SEC. And we're I'm gonna have Mitch read the names and make fun of you. You
okay,
ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready.
I mean, you better be ready.
I'm ready.
You better be ready.
All zero Kentucky players.
Look at
I'm
you
sure.
in your Crocs, man. Look at you. Look at you.
I like.
How much you pay for those? $40.
$44.
Oof.
On Amazon.
That's more than the Asics you buy.
That they are.
Wow. You better be wearing those all the time.
Oh, I am. I've already told my wife. Like these. It was funny on Saturday. I had on a hat. The same hat I have on now. A Hawaiian shirt. One of my new pairs of shorts.
You know what you look like?
Yeah.
When you were wearing that, did you look like Paul Blart, Mall Cop?
No, she was
Kevin
like
Kevin James.
She's like, you have on your ultimate dad uniform. She's like, I can't even look at you and take you seriously with you in your ultimate dad
Sexy
uniform.
Sexy it up a little bit. Why are you doing this? Why are you trying to be old?
I don't know.
I don't understand why this is the case. Men do this, Mitch.
They do.
You will understand, Mitch. You may fall into this as people say you're a country bumpkin. I don't know. That you'll fall into just being old and crusty and musty. Like yeah. Locke has done that with his poofy shirt. We got to get into Locke in this picture.
Yes.
In fact, we may
horse.
Need to call him. Locke also.
He's got to be reporting today.
We should get Diener on here. Locke also did inform me. He can't fill in for Bob this week because he's got to be at Spectrum now at 1 o'clock to throw to Bashir early.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so
like
he dodged the V show this week. I had to be at Spectrum 3 hours early, or however early it is for him. But yeah, I don't know what to do to sexy myself up, but it just happened overnight. I woke up one day and decided I like to wear cargo shorts, Hawaiian shirts, and Costa hats.
It's comfort for you, isn't it?
It's comfortable. I'm very comfortable.
Well, I've been in sweatpants, but now basketball shorts for the last 10 weeks, all but like once, and I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
When I went in public last week, and I was like, damn, I don't look like I look rough. I look like a street urchin.
Yeah.
Anyway, and again, we will weave in and out of being ridiculous and obviously the thoughts of the day. But here is how I spent my weekend. I spent my weekend just how I feel about this show. Here's the notepad for the show, and it's rather empty.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's because, it's one of those things. You turn on the mic, and whatever happens, whatever you say at this point. And obviously, I want to talk about things that I feel, but it was a weekend of I think for many, but also myself, helplessness, hopelessness, sadness on many levels, sadness on both sides of the fence, sadness on what people have to go through, sadness on the people obviously physically that were injured, sadness on the anger and the brutality and the hatred, and so much of this is out there. That I don't have to deal with. That Strieble, when he's shopping at Kohl's in the lingerie department,
right.
Doesn't have to deal with, right?
Yep.
When Mitch is getting the fishing rod ready to hang out with his mom's boyfriend, who may or may not listen to Nickelback. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
But it's just the watching and listening to other people the way that they are affected, it has been big sadness for me. And obviously, over the next 3 hours, we can get into sports' place in this, sports' issues that they have. The NFL, I thought, was not shocking, as tone deaf over the weekend as you possibly can be.
Yep.
And that's just my opinion. I think that was the opinion of many people. And you can say, well, we'll get into the NFL at some point today. And so I am interested what people have to say. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. 267-9680. David Hale had a tweet. And I like David Hale. We've had him on this show many times. He's a college football insider. He's still ESPN, right? Yes. I get him and Vicente mixed up for some reason.
Vicente,
and totally different, okay?
Right.
But I disagreed with what he said. I think the coaches that came out, I am a believer that sports absolutely can play a role into some sort of healing with this country. We believed it around 9/11. Mm-hmm. I believe it with sports now, and I commend the coaches that did something. I will further commend the coaches that do something, not just say something, that do something. And obviously, John Calipari has things in the works. That is not shocking whatsoever happening in his state, and I hope U of L continues to do those sorts of things. We can talk about, obviously, the director of basketball operations and everything else. So I think sports, with the coach worship that we get around here, that absolutely sports is a part of this. I would just say for me, I am sad at the amount of where we are, and there is a part of me. Sorry, there's my dog's barking. That's Ramon. He's
big
not happy.
Outside.
Oh no! Well,
or
at about 3:15, he has his moment of energy.
Oh, that
this
when
is
it hits.
This is his time right now.
He's like a child.
Oh no! It's right now. Yeah. This is it right now.
Kids do the exact same thing.
This is it for him.
They do the exact same thing. Certain point of the day, man. It's no holds barred.
Dieter wants to know if you could just tape the intro to Bashir and just throw to it. Listen, I don't know, man. That's TV.
Yeah,
that's by the way, did you see the joke I made about Spectrum One? Man, I actually felt bad.
I did. There's
Mitch, did you happen to see this?
I may have
you go back on my timeline. A female journalist was like, thank you to all my brothers and sisters in the media. You guys are doing a great job, and listed off Wave and, you know, WDRB and HAS and LKY.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I quote tweeted her at Big Easy and at Lock. I do like two tweets all weekend, and this is one of them.
I do remember
this
one.
And I was, so you were on Twitter just a little bit.
A little bit. Yesterday.
Okay. So you didn't delete the app.
That
was a lie.
I did Saturday.
Oh, good.
Saturday I did, and then I picked back up on Sunday.
Boy, did you put your picks to click up on a sea of blue?
I did, and it was very brief, and I tried to.
So you mailed it in.
Well,
you're one column a week you mailed in. Do you get the same pay when you mail it in as when you don't mail it in?
But the reason I mailed it in was exactly what we're talking about now. So everything that had transpired Thursday and Friday.
You were too sad.
I was not only too sad, I'm like, what does any of this matter what I'm doing right now? Like, me putting a link about Jocko Willis, the new linebacker Kentucky got Friday.
Wait, so we don't know how to say his name?
I don't want to say it wrong.
So that's where we're starting with our UK expert. You don't know if it's Jocko
or pretty sure it's Jocko, but I don't.
Jocko, okay.
Yes, I feel bad about mispronouncing the young man's name, but while I was putting those clicks together, I'm like, with everything going on right now, this is so trivial and goofy. It's so trivial and goofy, and I tried my best in the first paragraph to kind of voice my feelings about what was going on. And
we may need to read this. I didn't see it. Obviously, I didn't see it.
It was just
no offensive.
No, none taken. But that was my problem with Twitter. It's like I have things to say, and I have thoughts.
Agreed. You had to back away. That's why I didn't tweet about it.
Exactly. Right. I didn't want to tweet about it. I didn't want to touch it until more information came out and until people calmed down a little bit, and I knew I'd have this platform today with you, and then I was like,
I would rather do it over 3 hours than 280 characters, whatever Twitter is now.
Yes.
I just think for me, it is it it, it I'm just overly sad because not only is it here, I don't know how we stop it. Like, I say that, and I can tell you that I do believe that sports matter in some of this. I do believe that in sports, sometimes the race doesn't matter, although a lot of people said, well, in sports, race doesn't exist. It obviously does. Yeah. You have seen that, and I don't even need to bring up Colin Kaepernick, but I am just, for the next 3 hours, I don't know how we do this. That's why we're going to have to play Lock Sound.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do some of this because it is, I don't know, and I've been searching myself, not only what to say in a show like this, but I've been searching, like, what's the thing that we should do here? What can ESPN Louisville do?
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know the answer. What can be done? I am trying to search for answers in any sort of way. Not about how I feel. I know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
The killings and the death that we have seen, I know what I believe with that.
Yeah.
You can have eyes. I know what is in my heart, but I don't know how to change people. And like Locke today was talking about it from a pessimistic viewpoint, that it doesn't matter what coach is saying. It doesn't matter what he says. And I understand that. And I don't even fundamentally disagree with him. John Calipari or Chris Mack or whatever, them saying something, what does a statement do? Okay, understandable. What can they do?
Right.
As guys that if you pool their money together are making over $13 million a year from this very poor state, what can they do? What can our radio station do?
Right.
What's the next step in any of this? Is there any way to stop the fires? Is there any way to stop the racism? Is there any way to slow down the hatred? People, and this is true, and this is, listen, whether you like it or not, I'm not taking sides. I don't give a damn. If you got a problem with politics being brought up, then there's other places that are telling jokes and doing other things, and we will do that.
Yes.
Listen, and Mitch, get some sound ready. But this anger movement over the last 3 years is, some people are angry at everything. They're angry at officials. They're angry at sports. They're angry. They're just angry. They live their lives perpetually pissed off.
Yeah.
And that is something in sports. That is something in politics. And that is something that you see. That you see here, people can't look at even the protesters who are doing it peacefully. There is a group of people that sees that and cannot listen.
Yeah.
And has hate in their heart. And I don't know how you even begin stopping that. I don't know how you even begin curtailing it. Mm. And the reason I talk about it today is because it's in the city. Because it's here. Louisville is a face of this. Whether you like it or not, Louisville is the face of this. And I'm being serious. The gentleman who got shot,
Dave McAtee.
Thank you. The barbecue man
who
got shot on 26th and Broadway. Governor Beshear did a press conference today applying political pressure to say, Mayor Fisher, release this video so we can see what happened, so you can take this stuff out of the darkness and into the light. And if that footage shows an unarmed black man being stone cold shot by, you know, obviously a law enforcement of some kind, I mean, we know what the reaction already is. We know what it's going to be. And we know that there's going to be more, and obviously protesting's on one side, more looting, more issues, more damage, more killing, more anger than the other side. Well, why were you out past curfew? Then the other side can't even be empathetic at all to say,
right,
hey, listen, we can't listen. And the hate, the anger and the inability to listen is in the tribalism that we have to follow our side, whatever it may be. Boy, it's something in sports. I mean, we saw when Scott Satterfield, I mean, this is much lighter now, but when Scott Satterfield took the job, it was 24 hours of who the bleep is this guy?
Yeah.
24 hours later, it's the best coach you've ever heard of.
Yeah, it turned that quick.
And that's, we carry so much of that into our daily lives. So many people do that they can't separate the two. It is, I have to be honest. It is, and I don't know if I should feel this way. I might be wrong. Old, you know, there'd be people that would have obviously much better perspective as I would. I sit here and I say, I don't know how to win when it gets to this. I don't know the way that there is that we can overcome a group of people that just simply can't get with another group of people.
Yeah.
I mean, really? And I don't know. I should say I don't know. This is where I think coaches matter. I think coaches matter because, it starts at popular people who are community leaders, and coaches are a part of that, saying that the nonsense, whether it be police brutality, whether it be racism, hatred, all of these things that we're talking about, that we can do better, and people demand it. That Chris Mack demands it, that I demand it, that John Calipari. But yes, the people that are most popular and make the most money a lot of times, their word matters, right?
Yeah.
And it is, I feel like, here's what I wonder. I wonder, people that have kids, you have three kids that see this.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like a very good spot to be in as a community and as a country right now.
Yeah.
And it goes back to my biggest area of bewilderment is, Strebel, and then I'll let you talk, because at some point I'm going to keep repeating myself, and we'll get to the text line. So many are coming in.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sound preachy. I'm coming at this from, I don't know what to do. I feel the sadness. I feel the helplessness. I feel the hopelessness. I feel anger. I mean, when you see the videos that are going on of people just not being political. When you see the videos that are out there, that's the reason I immersed myself in it over the weekend. I didn't want to miss anything. I want all of the information that I can get on any sides. And by the way, there shouldn't be sides here. There's one side that's right. There's one side that's wrong in a lot of this. So I don't know if what I'm even saying is right. I don't know if it's good. I have felt a lack of ability to be able to focus. I have found myself being confused. I have found myself trying to be empathetic. I have found myself unqualified to talk about a lot of this, quite frankly, looking for answers, not knowing where to get answers.
Yeah.
And this stuff, I'm telling you, what is unfolding right now on Broadway and 26, we probably need to turn on TV in some sort of way. It is not done here.
No.
In Louisville, this uprising, this movement that needs to be listened to. And I don't know if it matters at all. I talked about it. I don't know. And that goes back to my confusion of not knowing the answer for anything, right? And there's a group of people listening to me that understands where I'm at. There's a group of people that wants me to be stronger. And there is a group of people probably that cannot listen to any of this.
No.
They don't want to listen to any of this. They want to battle and say, well, you should have been doing this or you should not have been doing that. And so it is just ultimate confusion, and that's where I sit here today. It's much easier to talk about what Chris Mack did or did not do. It's much easier
right.
to talk about Jacob Toppin. It's much
yes.
easier to talk about
Olivier Saar, NCAA.
Caller Strebel. Caller Emily getting Strebel to moan seven different times on AM Sports Talk Radio. And we'll come up with more things. There is an ESPN article, Quarterback Tears.
Quarterback
I saw that
tears.
Today, and I go, oh, God bless. It's June 1st. By the way, you know what June 1st was last year?
Oh, I think I saw this today.
I don't know if you were there or not. I don't know if you were there.
No,
the Fest of Ale.
Oh, it was.
The Fest of Ale in New Albany.
I wasn't there last year. Yeah.
Where were you?
You
weren't doing the UK postgame show. Of course, there was
there
no
wasn't,
UK.
Yeah, there was one. I don't know where I was that. Well, I think my wife had to work that weekend or something. She, yeah,
you ever
she
heard
works
of a
lot.
Babysitter.
Yeah. I could. My mom comes over whenever I ask to watch the kids. But just to follow up on what you were saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it is important to hear coaches speak, especially when. Most of these coaches in basketball and football coach young African-American men that see this type of violence and inequality every day of their lives. You know, they grew up in these areas. They grew up facing what we're all looking at right now. And for a coach like John Calipari, Chris Mack, to not comment on it, in my opinion, speaks more about who they are than when they do comment on it. Because silence on their positions creates distrust. And what are we trying to do? We're trying to create trust between all of us. And watching what transpired over the weekend in Louisville, like you said, Andy, I was sad. I was horrified at times. I was scared at times. And like you said, I think there's more coming tonight, and I just pray that it has a peaceful outcome. But, you know, just when things seemed to have maybe started to settle down yesterday evening into last night, another tragedy occurs, and it's almost like we're back to square one, right? We're the position that we're in now.
It's definitely a potential of that right now.
Yes, there's a potential of it. And
it's a hotbed. It's a hotbed around here.
It is. And like you said, we're the epicenter of this right now.
Well, I think we're one of the main,
yeah, like you said, Minneapolis, Louisville, where these cases are front and center and are recent. These are recent cases. And then you have Atlanta that's spent years fighting this type of thing. And then when you have athletes like Jaylen Brown and Malcolm Brogdon out in these communities protesting, a Kentucky player, Isaiah Jackson, was in Nashville protesting. There were some Kentucky fans that gave him crap about it. I'm like, man, how dare you? You know, like you said, there are people that just can't see nuance in things and can't be empathetic with a young man that felt his right to protest. And they all have a right to do it. But then when it turns violent, that's when it becomes scary, and that's when it's full-fledged in your face.
No, here's what I would add. I agree with you. That's when it becomes scary, but it needs to be seen before it be – it should be scary the way that it is.
And you're 100% right, yes.
Nothing needs to be – a trash can doesn't need to be on fire on Liberty Street.
Right.
That's just how I see it. Again, there's obviously opinions that disagree. We've had some of those. 437-9680, we can get into that. I'm going to read all these text messages coming up. I do want to talk about some of the coaching stuff that is on my chest. We can get to that. I mean, the NFL, God bless them. And I'm a coward because I'm never going to give up the NFL.
Right.
I'm never going to give up the NFL. So we can get to that and crappy sports discussions. We'll do that next. Hang out with us for the next couple hours. 437-9680. It's a take on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter says, Strebel coming in every day for this abuse has to be similar to him in high school. He was goofy. He was a goofy guy that got to run with the popular crowd because he took the abuse but was too stupid to realize it. Boy, they're coming at you right
they
now.
They are. And number one.
And James Strebel.
You know, I don't have thin skin like you do, Texter. I can actually, like, take jokes and be a part of jokes and not be like, oh, I'm mad. You're making me look stupid on the radio. I'm getting out of here. Oh, like, that's something you would do, you bum.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it, hanging out with you. We'll try to keep it going here. It's The Take, another 2 hours plus on ESPN 680, 105.7. Reminder, Governor Andy Beshear, if he does speak again today, I am not totally sure if he will have his press conference, which has been moved to 4 o'clock. Obviously, he had the, I don't want to say impromptu, but wasn't much of an update. He gave one at 11:30 today because of obviously the sad happenings around the city of Louisville, especially in the last 15 to 20 hours or so. But it's Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan in the Mobile Papa John's studios. Use that promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com and the Papa John's app. We had a couple callers. I apologize. I know a couple of them dropped off. I don't want to give the phone number out then not take calls. And again, obviously the emotion today, people want to be heard. I do not mind taking phone calls. 502-267-9680, 267-9680. Hundreds of text messages have already come in. 437-9680. Again, 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. A couple different things I want to get to UK related here in a second. Mm-hmm. But Chris, you held on during the break. I appreciate it, my good sir. Go ahead.
It's so frustrating sometimes. I hate to even talk about it because it boils me up. And people think, oh, you're just an angry black man. No, I'm not an angry black man. I just want equal justice. That's it.
Well, DT, I'm gonna let you go just because the phone lines are full.
Ennis? Is that Ennis?
I think it is. I think he meant to call in the 939.
Oh, we got to replay this.
Oh,
boy,
yes.
You dropped the ball there, Mitch. Oh, you dropped the ball there. You made me stop the show and then humiliate the show.
Oh, as the phones are ringing. Now maybe we'll get another caller. Maybe this one will be legit.
Mitch.
On Innocent Show.
did he say I want to talk to Mark?
He did.
Mitch.
Talk to Mark.
Mitch, just put him on hold.
Oh, man.
What do you think about J.R. Smith?
Good for him. That's
doesn't everyone feel that way?
Yes.
And Farmer Chuck, I apologize. I just hung up on too. We never take phone calls, so I'm melting here. But I said, okay, I'll tell Andy and James you're on the line. And he, and like, it just didn't cross his mind.
He's scrambling. But no, I think you're right. Everybody was like, good for J.R. Smith. Some little punk comes up to spray paint his car and he whoops his
butt. Or was he going to try to break into the car, smash the window?
Yeah, destroy
it. I need to look up what kind of car it was. Well, of course it was.
Big old SUV.
Was it an SUV?
I think it was a big, like, SUV.
Oh, I did not know that.
Nice look, because I saw a little bit of the video, which has been making its rounds from TMZ last 24 hours or so. But yeah, good for him. And John Jones, also of UFC fame, was going around and, like, taking spray paint cans out of some of these guys' hands.
Did you say John Jones?
John Jones,
because I was reading
the
text line. What had to be horrifying for that looter, if you will, I don't want to call him a protester, because protests, again, I think some of the people, I don't need to get into this discussion of the difference
between a protester
and the dynamics that were down there.
Vandalists.
People have done that for the last few days, and I have very little patience and very I wasn't down there.
Sure.
But they were going to tag the building, and John Bones Jones ends up telling him not to do it. And what crappy timing for that guy.
Yeah,
crappy timing for that guy that was going to loot and tag a building, and then it's John Bones Jones.
An elite fighter.
Yeah, not just some random jackass. It was John Bones Jones. But here's the other thing. I don't John Bones Jones, I don't – if I were out in a situation like that was rather chaotic, would you know who he is? If you had a same restaurant with John Bones Jones, would you know him? Mitch, are you answering the phone for Ennis? Can we put that up as a text message or as a poll question at ESPN 680?
I want to know how that happened, because he was on hold with us, but he was also talking to Ennis. I don't know what
That's
happened.
That's weird. That's strange.
I have no idea. Listen, it's no offense to callers. I
thought he was just coming hot off the gate, like from the start. I was like, okay, this guy's gonna bring it. And then I heard Ennis. I was like, what's going on?
What's going on?
I was like, I have Farmer Chuck on hold.
Farmer Chuck, okay.
Is it Farmer Chuck?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hang on, Chuck, just a second. Let's finish our point. I want to put two poll questions up.
Okay.
At ESPN 6, what were we just talking about?
Would you know John Jones if
John
you were
Bones
in a restaurant?
Jones,
yes.
If you were in a public place with John Bones Jones, would you know it was him? Yes or no? Put it up at ESPN 680. And then what should the J.R. Smith one be?
Did you feel good for J.R. Smith? Which, again, personally, I did.
Listen, to have fun with it, the best part of it was J.R. Smith's boy gone, it's all right, give him some privacy, because he knew he was going to whoop the dude's bleep.
Yes.
So he said, and a great thing, J.R. is there with a bunch of other people,
yeah.
So he's going to win in that situation anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you gotta watch who you mess with out there in those crowds. I mean,
thank you,
you may
Strieble.
Just come across
thank you for that.
John
thank
Jones
you.
Or J.R. Smith.
I'm sure you've been in those crowds before. Well, it's not that. It's don't try to break out his windows.
His windows.
Yes, do whatever.
Crash his car.
You know, very expensive SUV that he has.
Yeah, absolutely. And his reaction was the right reaction. I think there are a lot of people with that reaction out
Mitch,
there.
Mitch, what's the J.R. Smith
property.
Poll question that we need to put up? Do you have any idea? We need to think of something, because J.R. Smith,
I don't know.
He won yesterday.
He did. Absolutely.
And TMZ called him that he got on. He's like, nah, I whipped his ass. Do we have that sound, by the way, Mitch? I mean, you had to bleep it a couple bleeps.
Oh,
right?
There's like eight or nine I had to bleep out.
It's J.R. Smith. He speaks what's on his mind.
All right, well, let's go ahead and hear it minus the eight or nine bleeps by J.R. Swish.
Y'all see this somewhere else. One of these little motherfucking white boys didn't know where he was going and broke my fucking window in my truck. Broke my shit. This wasn't no this is a residential area. This wasn't no stores overhead. No, none of that shit. Broke my window. I chased him down and whooped his ass. So the footage come out and y'all see it. I chased him down and whooped his ass. He broke my window. This ain't no hate crime. I ain't got no problem with nobody ain't got no problem with me. It's a problem with the motherfucking system. That's it. The motherfucker broke my window and I whooped his ass. He didn't know who window he broke. And he got his ass whooped.
Oh, man.
Just so y'all see it later, I'm telling y'all now.
That's awesome.
Dude, J.R. Smith, the time he hung out in the Louisville locker room, I was like, it is great, man. He was just acting up because Chris was there, obviously.
Yeah,
Chris,
yeah, his brother, yeah.
I got a picture on my phone of him, like on a knee doing, like, an interview with one of the I forget which basketball player it was. God, it might have been Russ Smith.
Yeah.
It might have been Russ Smith.
Yeah, yeah, they were right there at the same time. Absolutely, yeah. J.R. Smith, man, he's something.
All right, let's go to Farmer Chuck up first here on The Take. It's ESPN 680-1057. We'll read some text here, 437-9680. Phone number 267-9680 on this Monday. Chuck, what's happening?
What's going on? And that's Plumber Chuck from the J680 show.
Well, I know who you are. Did you tell him Plumber Chuck? Because Mitch is nervous. He's nervous.
I know he is. We give him a pass. Hey, Andy, you two do a great job. I want to tell you that to begin with. And
Second,
I want to tell Andy, ever since you left Locke's show, it's a little to be desired. So you two
that show. Mitch, go ahead and mark that at 3:45 so we can play back for Locke tomorrow and get content. Thank you, Chuck.
You're welcome. Andy, I was watching the coverage Saturday night, and I watched our dopey mayor get on. He looked like he just rolled out of bed, and he said, we've got a new road. Instead of Baxter Avenue, it's Baxter Road, and that was kind of pathetic. But what I've got a problem with is the protest has moved into neighborhoods. When you're going to somebody's house, which happened yesterday, and they had about 150 people in the neighborhood at a cop's front door in a residential neighborhood, that's when I'm going to draw the line on the protesting. You don't have no business being in a residential neighborhood doing that. So I'm going to hang up and listen, and you two keep up the good work. Keep it up, Round Eddie. Awesome job.
Thank you, Chuck.
I think we have Chris back. Chris up next here on The Take on ESPN 680. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. But are y'all talking about what is happening in Louisville?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, if I'm calling wrong, but I was calling about one of your callers that called in about. I've been, and I can be as specific as you need me to be, or not, but. I was targeted by a dirty cop, bad cop, and I went to all my good cops, all my good friends and the cops, and they told me that, and we know that you were screwed, Chris, and there's nothing we can do about it, and you're just going to have to take it. That's what happens. I said, can you back me up? Well, we can't do that. I said, can I go to the public integrity unit? Well, you'd be wasting your time. And I went there anyway, and they were right. They ignored me. I didn't have any place to file my complaint. I saw the chief out at a coffee shop. I went up to him. I said, sir, can I please just talk to you about some corruption in your police department? And I said, can I get a number? Can I meet you somewhere? Can I do anything? He ignored me. I go to his office. They ignore me. There is no place for there's no citizens review board, no honest one. And there needs to be a place where officers can go in and talk about their other dirty cops without them thinking they're going to be attacked. And that's what's going on. That's what's going on in Louisville. I'm a living proof, and I've got it all. I've even made a film of it, Justice for Chris Thieneman, on YouTube. It's ridiculous how bad it is.
Chris, I appreciate your phone call, 267-9680. Mitch, are you reeling right now? Mitch, are you reeling? Are you because you're you wait, let's stop. You had to be scared to death of that caller right there. We still think he may have went to talk to Blankenbaker and Ennis.
I am and, so and then, confused.
And then instead of Plumber Chuck, it's Farmer Chuck. Or you said it was you called him a farmer instead of a plumber.
A lot going
on. And me and Strebel are reeling back here. Strebel's reeling.
Yes.
He needs beer immediately.
There I go.
He's got nothing right now.
I don't know what the hell has happened the past 15 minutes. I really don't.
I don't know. This is you're in the caller radio now,
yes.
And now it's Hal has broken loose.
Well,
Chris, I kind of just want to sit here the rest of the show
and bask in it.
Yeah, plus our guy Chuck Crush Lock. I mean, we can always take that.
All right, I give a timeline, a quick timeline of what just happened past 15 minutes. Chris called and said he wanted to talk on the show, so I was like, all right, I'll tell Andy and James you're on the line. Put him on hold. He put him through, and he's having a conversation with Ennis on air. And you're like, all right. So we pawed him down. He calls back, and I was like, we just heard you on the drive. Did you mean to call the drive or the take? And he goes, I was trying to call whoever was talking about the protests. I was like, well, we're talking about the protests.
Well, no, that's why I didn't stop him, because he immediately just called like any radio station. He called 1-800-ESPN.
Yeah.
And he somehow got sent with us.
He said they have a sounding board.
But then, he had a heartfelt story that I don't know if he was telling the truth, and if he's not, what a great troll. And then I get a text from you a minute ago that we have blue that's on hold.
Yeah, we have blue on hold. But well, then he dropped, and I put him back on hold, and he said, yeah, when you put me on hold, a completely different radio show is playing. I'm like,
oh,
what is this guy talking about?
But he might be right. I mean, who the hell knows?
Like,
we should probably figure that out. We should probably have to call in during the break, and someone needs to call in and help us and check it.
I'm grabbing Patty Ice trying to figure out what the phones. He thinks I just have an angry call. He's like, you want me to talk to him? I'm like, no, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, Pat's going to take, I'm too busy to take care of this problem.
Yes, drive's on.
Notice I wasn't busy today to jump on that radio from 12 to 3.
Oh, boy, that's true, yeah.
Let's go Blue up next here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Hey, violence is bad. Racism is bad. So what are your thoughts on the one and done in college basketball? Thank you.
Oh. Well, listen, I really think it's changed college basketball, and I've been consistent that I like the one and done. It's given us a chance to see Derrick Rose and Anthony Davis and Carl Anthony Towns and Devin Booker.
Yes.
Does Louisville have any? No, they don't. I don't believe. I don't say that to be mean.
I don't think. I'm not being snarky. I don't think so.
You know, Indiana fans got to see 15 games of Romeo Langford, and he stayed every single day after the games for 2 hours to sign autographs because he's such a good damn kid. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I really think they're going to miss the one and done when it's gone. And I think the more guys that go to the G League, the more guys that go overseas, the guys more, you know, go to China, whatever it may be, you're going to lose out on some big time talent going to college basketball. And I think it's unfortunate.
Yes.
How about that?
How
about a little one and done discussion? How about that, Mitch?
John Calipari setting up the system. Everybody balked against it. But what happened, Andy? As soon as Coach K got Kyrie Irving, everything changed. Then the one-and-done system became good because everybody wants to criticize Cal, but they want to prop up K. So K's taking advantage of it. Now it's kind of going a little bit by the wayside. Might be abolished here in a few years, but I support one-and-done system, and I support John Calipari as the one that brought it to the forefront.
Let's read a couple texts here. 437-9680. Texas says, why do you guys talk about this stuff and stir up division and hate when you have no solutions and claim to not be an expert? I don't think I'm stirring up anything. I'm just telling you how I feel.
Yeah.
And I think the way I feel is a way that a lot of people feel. And if I had the magic elixir, and that's such a straw man argument. If I had the magic elixir, I mean, around here on sports radio, I don't always have the X's and O's to tell John Calipari or Chris Mack what to do. But it does not mean that fans and or media do not have an opinion.
Absolutely.
And much is the same here. If someone had some sort of a magic elixir to get rid of all of these people that have to hate, then they would have figured that out long ago.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm with you. I wasn't trying to cast any aspersions on anyone, or I wasn't trying to divide anybody. Like you said, I'm just giving my thoughts and my feelings on the situation. We're human beings. We can't ignore what was going on.
It's okay.
We have to address it and talk about it.
Saying that you may feel sadness or helpless or hopelessness or whatever it may be is not creating leading division. That is showing empathy and sympathy.
As a human.
Texter says Mitchell Hannigan has fallen into Nick Valvano territory.
Oh.
Texter
dude,
says
we never take calls. So yeah, this new for me. I'm trying to deal with like five different things back here.
Well, what five things?
Yes, I kind of want to know.
I kind of want a list of the five things.
I'm trying to take phone calls. I'm trying to get Patty Ice up here to figure out what's wrong when I put people on hold. It's the wrong show. I'm trying to put a poll question up. I'm trying to pay attention listening to you guys so you guys know what you're talking about. I'm trying to build a break. There's five things. Also, Dabo Swinney had like a press conference, I guess, yeah, like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Justin Ross isn't going to play this year. He's got like some spinal.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on. Wow. Let me find the tweet.
That's a first round draft pick.
Yeah. Justin Ross has a congenital fusion in his spine that he was born with. Nobody knew he had it until he got an x-ray after spring practice injury. According to Dabo Swinney, he'll have surgery on Friday, will not play this season for Clemson football.
Wow.
That's a huge blow to them. Well, I mean.
Is it? I mean, it is. But the only reason I say is because Clemson going to lose the ACC? They were the prohibitive favorites, I believe, to win the title this coming season.
Oh, sure.
But obviously,
yeah,
he's a first-round draft pick wide receiver. That's a big deal.
Absolutely.
By the way, a couple other things. Brian Shaw has been named the head coach of the G League developmental team that they have. So we talked about Sam Perkins.
Yeah.
We have talked about Rod Strickland and many others, former NBA guys. Are over that. Brian Shaw will be the head coach there. Frank Anselm, remember that name?
Yes.
He's supposed to be announcing his decision tomorrow.
He still hasn't decided. I completely forgot about that kid until
like
you just said it.
Yeah, Gonzaga, maybe, Alabama, San Diego State, Georgia? I think those were the four.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't stop acting like you
don't
care.
Yeah, and then Wednesday, Musa Cisse is going to go do LSU is where he's going to go on Wednesday.
Is Gershon telling you that?
Oh, everybody. I just looked at his latest crystal ball predictions, and I think like out of the late nine or ten latest one, it was all LSU.
Okay.
Yeah. Even Chris Fisher from the Cats.
I mean, that's
got to
be a problem for you, right?
It is a problem for me, absolutely. You know.
You better hope Olivier Sarr is eligible.
Yeah.
You better hope.
It's a missed opportunity. If he's not.
You better hope.
Even if he is eligible, it's a missed opportunity.
You better hope, because if not, you're wasting Terrence Clark and B.J. Boston on a Sweet 16 team.
Man, that's.
On a round of 32 team.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I mean, that felt. It's kind of like Jamal Murray and Tyler Ulis. I feel like their talents were wasted.
Mitch, do you want to play one piece of sound before we go to break here to lighten things up, and then we'll get back into more protest talk in 5 minutes. Do you have anything?
Me saying anything about it is like the dopes who go with thoughts and prayers after gun violence. It is meaningless. What people say is meaningless. The one take I'll give you off the top, and then I really probably will move on, is the, we got to call out those who aren't speaking up. Why? What is speaking up going to do? I mean, I'm sorry. Immediately you get political. I compare it to the gun stuff. I mean, could it just be a worse freaking open to the show?
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.